Chapter 8. A Wedding Surprise. On the day of the wedding, Orlando and the old Duke stood talking. The Duke was fond of young Orlando. The young man reminded him so much of his old friend Sir Roland. Orlando had told the Duke what Ganymede had said the day before. He had told the old Duke to expect his very own daughter, Rosalind, to appear for her wedding. The Duke hoped it was true, but he had his doubts. "Orlando, do you believe that the boy can do what he has promised?" asked the Duke. "It seems a little unlikely, I must say."
"I'm not quite sure," said Orlando. "Sometimes I do believe, and sometimes I do not. I know I want to believe."
At that moment, Rosalind arrived with Silvius and Phoebe. Rosalind was still dressed as Ganymede. She addressed the small group gathered in front of her. "Now, I need to check our plans. I need to know that you will all do as I ask. Duke, if I bring Rosalind, will you give her to Orlando?" she asked.
"I will," said the old Duke.
"And will you, Orlando," she continued, "marry Rosalind if I bring her?"
"Of course," Orlando replied.
"Phoebe, are you still willing to marry me, Ganymede, if I am willing?" she next asked Phoebe. Phoebe replied that she was, even if it killed her.
"If, for some reason, you refuse to marry me, do you promise to marry Silvius?" asked Rosalind.
Phoebe said that she would.
"Silvius, if Phoebe allows it, will you marry her?" asked Rosalind. Silvius said that he would be happy to do so. Finally, Rosalind was done with all her questioning. She went with Celia to get ready, leaving the others to wait.
"There is something about that young man which reminds me of my daughter," said the senior Duke. "I can't quite say what it is.
The first time I saw him, I would have sworn he was your daughter's brother," commented Orlando. "He does resemble her in some way, but he is just an uneducated forest boy. Why, he even says that his uncle is a magician."
While they were discussing Ganymede, Touchstone arrived with Audrey. The clown entertained them with funny stories as they waited for Ganymede to return with Rosalind. At last, Rosalind and Celia came. They brought with them Hymen, the god of marriage. The crowd was surprised to see the real Rosalind and Celia standing before them. They immediately understood that there was no Ganymede. Rosalind and Ganymede were the same person. Rosalind walked up to Orlando and took his arm.
"It is I, Rosalind. I give myself to you."
"My dear Rosalind," said Orlando, still surprised.
Phoebe now understood Ganymede's questions. He did not really exist, and she could not marry him. She had to marry Silvius after all. Hymen, the god of marriage, called all 8 young lovers before him. He would marry everyone today, even though they were not all marrying the person they had expected to marry. Hymen joined Orlando and Rosalind, Oliver and Celia, Phoebe and Silvius, and Touchstone and Audrey. Now everyone was married and happy. The Duke was delighted to see his daughter and niece again. He was just telling them how happy he was when a strange young man arrived.
"Listen, all," said the stranger. "I am Jacques, the second son of Sir Roland de Bois, brother of Orlando and Oliver. I have important news to tell you." Everyone wondered what on earth this young man could have to tell them. What was so important that he should interrupt this happy wedding so suddenly?
"Duke Frederick has heard about events in this forest. He knows that great men have left the court to come live here with his brother. This made him very angry. He set out on his horse for the forest. He intended to put his brother to death," continued Jacques. Everyone gasped with horror. "What awful news!" "But," the man went on, "he had a change of heart. Here in the forest of Arden, Duke Frederick met an old religious man.
This man calmed the angry Duke. He made the Duke see that his intentions were wrong. Duke Frederick no longer wants to hurt his brother. Duke Frederick has declared that he will become a religious man. He has given up all of his possessions. The lands which Duke Frederick took from his brother are now returned to their original owner. Everyone who left is now welcome to return. This is the truth, he finished. This was most unexpected news. The senior duke thanked the young man for bringing him such good news. The day was turning into the best day he could have imagined. He had been reunited with his daughter, and now he would be reunited with his lands. But the old duke was a generous man. He did not intend to keep the returned lands to himself. Everyone who stayed with me in the forest will share this good fortune. Enjoy my house and lands with me, just as we have also enjoyed life here in the Forest of Arden, shouted the Duke, who is now simply the Duke and no longer the old Duke. And so, the wedding in the forest ended on a most happy note.